All right. Hey, wait, listen, here's the thing. I got to do this first dipper because coming up top of the hour, we're going to have John Wall on with us. So I got to get a few things in here in the next 20 minutes. The number one issue on the polls about what people think is the top concern of voters. It goes back and forth. It has been going back and forth now for about a year between the economy and illegal immigration. The economy, illegal immigration, the economy. Right now, according to the polls, the economy is number one, but that could change tomorrow. I mean, just wait and watch. The matter that we have in front of us, though, is that the economy is a huge issue to voters. It just is. So that being said, I decided to go ahead and pull some things together to talk about what these Democrats do to the economy. I mean, we just had a report out today, a jobs report, that said that basically it's been an epic failure, that we are looking at a jobs report that only shows 12,000 jobs created. It's like I've got an article right here from Fox. The CEO of a job board reacts to this report, says it's the worst job report he's ever seen. That is, and it's a red flag for 2025. It's a massive jobs miss. And it's being overseen by the woman who's vice president that wants to be your president. Do we have any reason to believe that on day one, she'll change things? No, she won't. I mean, they literally just revised the Labor Department's jobs report for October, just the 1 month, to reveal that only 12,000 jobs were added to the economy. They had expected 113,000. It came out as 12,000. That's a massive, shocking difference. What these people have done to the economy is anything but criminal. Keep checking the text, or brother, we're getting some new stuff in from the live stream. Looks like it's good now. I can give you any number of things we could talk about. The energy sector, we can talk about paying people to stay at home. We can talk about crushing regulation. But I thought what I'd do is just pick one. Just pick one aspect of economic issues. And I'm going to choose the auto industry. The auto industry has been ransacked by Democrats in the last 4 years. What they have done to what has always been one of the harbingers, one of the bedrocks of our industrial base has been our auto industry. So much so that the auto industry is part of what helped win World War II. The U.S. auto industry and industrial base altogether is a big part of what won that war. Fast forward, and you're looking at a Democrat Party right now that believes it's a plaything for them to manipulate for an agenda. It doesn't work that way. In a consumer-based free market economy, you don't just have agendas and do whatever you feel like. The electric vehicle push by government has ransacked the auto industry. Those people don't deserve a second attempt. They don't deserve a second bite at that apple. So we got a piece off of justthenews.com. Dateline 2 days ago. Ford Motor Company continues posting huge losses on its electric lines. Automakers are reversing course. Ford Motor Company on Monday of this week announced it was posting a loss of $1.22 billion on its electric vehicle line. That's just for this quarter. That brings the company's losses on EVs in the first 9 months of the year to $3.7 billion this year. In 2023, Ford lost $4.7 billion on EV sales. In 2022, it lost $2.2 billion. What you're looking at there is nine. You're looking at almost $11 billion in losses by Ford alone in the 3 years since the Biden administration got crazy on its EV push. They estimate the company loses, Ford does, they estimate the company loses $58,000 on each EV it sells. That's nuts. That is not sustainable. Well, of course it's not sustainable. That's why they're backing off. Article goes on to say, across the board, many automakers envisioned that consumers would clamor to buy EVs. All the automakers had to do was build them. If you build them, they will buy. Well, it's not working out that way. Let me tell you what it is. It's all government. All right, listen to this. This article points out the top three reasons why the EV market push is not panning out. Now, I'm not saying EVs don't work. I'm not saying EVs are bad in and of themselves. What I'm saying is you can't mandate a change in the market to fit an agenda and expect it to work. All right. By the way, check the Shane Daddy text at the top there. Number one reason, political pressure. This article cites the number one reason for automakers to retool their entire, you know, production strategies and output around political pressure. That's amazing. When you see that much political pressure, he said the companies pursued a multi-pronged effort, but they were told that they had to do certain things, and all said and done, it ain't working. Number two, automakers' EV crazes, they said, were based upon promises from state and federal governments about how much charging infrastructure was going to be built out. Oh, it's kind of like saying, we're going to build a combustion engine car, but there's no gas stations anywhere. That's what they're facing. People can't take trips. People are scared that they'll get out there and they'll, right now we're looking at, right, a recent Harvard Business School study found that 20% of all public charging ports that are out there are not working. $7.5 billion was set aside in the so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill for building out chargers. $7.5 billion 2 years ago. They have built seven by this summer. Seven. Pete Buttigieg wants you to know that it's hard to do these things and you shouldn't expect it to happen overnight. Seven? You're going to go with that? You built seven? With seven, that's $1 billion each, dude. Seven. So number one, political pressure. Number two, promises from federal and state governments about infrastructure. And number three, once again, government. Automakers were relying upon subsidies. Their industry was being underwritten. They were being told, we'll credit you, we'll pay you, we'll grant you, we'll do all the things. You'll have money from the government. Don't worry about it. It's going to be fine. So they're getting massive corporate welfare. I understand economic offerings. I understand states enticing companies to come and build where they live. But this is not that. This is corporate welfare. And even that has not caused them to survive. So what has happened with the auto industry? Stellantis CEO, Carlos Tavares, he said it's a bloodbath. He said companies are already making so little money on their EV lines that it's like a race to the bottom right now. Volkswagen's closing plants in Germany. Ford delayed the launch of its electric SUV at the Oakville plant in Ontario, Canada. They also delayed plans to build up more electric F-150s. General Motors had planned to produce up to 300,000 EVs this year. They've lowered that to 200,000. That's a one-third drop in their production projections. And then they just totally delayed the launch of their first EV Buick altogether. They're just like, well, we're not doing it right now. This is an epic rewrite of the industry. But what it also did, it's not just the automakers. How about this? Hertz, justthenews.com again. Hertz, the rental car company, invested heavy. They just lost $1 billion. It's gotten so bad because no one wanted to rent an electric vehicle that they've decided to sell off their fleet. They're selling off 20,000 vehicles. They're getting rid of them. They had also announced plans to buy 100,000 EVs from Tesla, and they had to go ahead and back off of that. So right now, Hertz stock price is down 73% over this time last year. Holy cow. All of it because of the top three indicators I just gave you that were all government-related. Political pressure, lack of infrastructure despite promises from government, and subsidies are crushing the auto industry and the people that are a part of it. When we get back from this break, I'll tell you about a little bit more on that, to include one of the reasons why we're not seeing more electric vehicle infrastructure being built out is because there are Biden policies that make it impossible to actually build them. Well, I thought he paid for them. I thought it was all going to happen. These people don't deserve a second chance, y'all. Economic wrecking ball. That's what they are. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Hey, but don't forget, by the way, coming up top of the hour, We'll be getting on the phone with Alabama Republican Party Chairman John Wall, one of 50 guys in the nation that has his job. So we'll get the latest from him on what he's seeing, hearing, sensing in the polls, the elections coming up, and we'll talk about it. I got somebody held on the line during the breaks. Let me go to the phones, and I hope you're still there. Chris from Athens. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I just wanted to comment on your the stuff about the EVs you were talking about a minute ago. I work for an employer, and there are certain metropolitan areas up north that we have put a lot of chargers in those areas for EV vehicles.
Yeah.
They haven't really made it to the Huntsville area yet, but to your point with Biden and all his regulations, it has really tied our hands as far as, you know, really, really pushing to help people with the EVs. Mostly from where I'm at, it's Tesla's more so than anything else, but the Biden administration seems to hate the industry that I work in. So I really hope that that'll change a lot if Donald Trump gets elected. But well, I did want to let you know that there are people that heavily agree with you, even if they're not in the automotive market, about what you're saying.
Well, I appreciate that, man. And listen, let me ask you, if you know offhand, are there any certain regulations you could think of that stymie your ability to do the things that are supposed to be done?
Not that I feel like I'm at liberty to say.
Okay.
I know that's kind of shady, but I want to try to keep it. Yeah,
no, I don't want to put you in a bad light.
I don't say, yeah, exactly. I'm not a spokesman necessarily, but I do know a little bit about some of the stuff that goes on with that.
Well, I appreciate it. And Chris, thanks for affirming some things that we're talking about. So I appreciate you calling in and holding on during the break, man.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. Thanks. I love your show, man. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you. Let me tell you one of the things I think he's maybe talking about. At the very least, it's one of the things that's out there. I've got a story here that just boggles the mind. I mean, this is one of those solid jackassery moments. All right, some serious jackassery. So the Biden administration's got $1.7 billion $7 billion. To build charging stations, right? Except they're not able to get them built. Why? Why is it so hard? Well, it appears that, according to the Washington Beacon, in 2021, the Biden administration, who did pledge they would build 500,000 electric vehicle stations by the year 2030, has only built 7 so far. Well, that's in 3 years they built 7. They're not on track to meet their goal. The regulation that's getting in the way, pray tell, what could it be, Phil? What is in the way? Well, shortly after taking office, it appears the president signed an executive order that mandated that the beneficiaries of 40% of all federal climate and environmental programs have to come from quote-unquote underserved communities. What does that mean? You're going to have to be a minority-owned business. You're going to have to be a woman-owned business. You're going to have to be an LGBTQ-owned business. You're going to have to be in a certain area. You're going to have to – I mean, it, literally what they did was they confined it so much that now they can't get them built. Why do we let these people take office? Well, I take that back. You and I didn't let them take office. But you look at it and go – these people are an economic wrecking ball. That's a classic example right there. They passed a bill they didn't have the money for. In the trillion-dollar infrastructure bill, they set aside $7+ billion just to build 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations. It's taken 3 years, and they've only built 7. And oh, by the way, one of the biggest impediments to accomplishing what they said they would do with our taxpayer dollars is that they have their own rules that say that only certain people can build them, and there's not enough of those people to build them, and so what do you do? Look, when I'm saying this is an economic wrecking ball, that's what they are. They do not deserve a second chance. Coming up next, after the break, Alabama Republican Party Chairman John Wall. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.